Today being World Radio Day, many journalists are using the platform to educate people on matters affecting the globe. As the world faces the growing challenges of climate change, radio remains a vital medium for spreading awareness, educating audiences, and encouraging collective action. Hassan Ali is a seasonal journalist in Kenya, working for Radio 47. He hosts a Swahili show on Saturdays to educate and enlighten listeners in Swahili about the language and other issues.
Now you realize that this program not only educates, entertains, but it also focuses on current affairs. So I felt I'm a journalist, I've trained as a journalist. I'm also a teacher, you know, I've trained as a teacher. But I don't practice teaching, I practice journalism. So I asked myself, how do I counter that void that is left for me being a journalist and not a teacher? That's why I decided to come up with educative programs that are very, very popular.
Radio helps with the dissemination of fact-based information, listeners' voices, and dedicated radio shows. Ali says today's broadcasters have embraced social media platforms to capture the majority of the audience, which he says are embracing digital media. He says the audience that mostly tune to radio via frequency FMs have declined, and many are embracing social media platforms.
But the way radio is right now is not the way radio was 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. I'm talking about the infrastructure. But them days, presenters or even disco jockeys used to work with record players or reel-to-reel tapes. Nowadays, things have changed. We did embrace technology. I'm talking about the computer world. The masses have moved on to the socials, the digitals. That's why a good number of my programs are not just recorded for audio, but I do record or present my live shows, having in mind that this is an era of social platforms.
The UN encourages radio stations to strengthen their editorial, financial, and networking potential through collaboration and content exchange. Mercy Tyra Morengo is a journalist with Milele FM, a radio station in Kenya. She hosts a mid-morning show that educates the audience on matters health. She says the largest audience for most of her shows are in rural areas.
I started doing much more research on mental health and all that. And most of the stories that I do is matters mental health. However, I'm always open to broader health because I realized mental health, yes, it's broad, but people actually would also want to know much about other things that actually are happening in our society today. So I what I would say as we celebrate World Radio Day, let us give health an upper hand when reporting.
According to UNESCO, radio is one of the most dependable and widely utilized form of media in the world. The medium helps it reach its international objectives by supporting populations through climate disasters such as tropical storms and floods. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jumbo in Nairobi.